KUAC was a fledgling station back in 1963, having gone on the air just a year earlier. It was operated out of a tiny studio on the University of Alaska Fairbanks campus. And on the morning of November 22nd, when the news of the JFK assassination first broke, student volunteer Tom Jensen was at the controls.
There was a small red light on the console in front of the announcer, and if it started blinking, that meant major story news bulletin coming in.
Jensen says he was just into the first hour of his shift when the light started to blink, and he ran to grab copy printing out on the teletype machine.
The bulletin said, President John F. Kennedy has been shot in Dallas, Texas. He's on his way to Parkland General Hospital. More news when it's available. I broke in on the air. That was a news bulletin. Read it to the listening audience. Went back to recorded music, classical music, and called the station manager, which is what you did if you were an 18-year-old kid. He said, keep monitoring the wire. I'm on my way in to take over.
Jensen says a second bulletin saying the president was dead came in about an hour later, just as the station manager arrived.
And what he did is he placed a long-distance call, which back then wasn't all that easy. You had to have operator assistance. It was about $5 a minute was the cost, to the public station in Seattle, and made arrangements to have them feed on that phone line their live coverage.
Jensen says KUAC was the first of Fairbanks' three radio stations to go live with coverage from the lower 48. He says he was dispatched onto campus with a portable tape recorder to gather reactions to the assassination, and looking back says what he found was very representative of people in the remote new state.
There was no show of emotion, outward emotion, tears, crying, sobbing, as we saw later on broadcast coverage from the lower 48. I don't mean that Alaskans were disrespectful or that they didn't care. That wasn't true. But we didn't feel connected, I don't think, to the lower 48. What happened politically in Washington was so far away. We were kind of like the stepchild.
Jensen says television news about the assassination did not air on local stations until the next day, when tape from the lower 48 was flown in. He says he regrets that KUAC's radio coverage wasn't recorded.
I wasn't mature enough, old enough at that time, to really think about its historical significance. I was more concerned with not, excuse the expression, screwing it up.
Tom Jensen went on to serve in Vietnam, then returned to Alaska, where he worked in broadcasting and telecommunications. He currently lives in Anchorage. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.